Did you know that many of your child's money habits and attitudes are set by the age of 7? If you have a child that's 7 years of age or older, you can stop listening to this podcast right now. There's nothing I'm going to be able to tell you that's going to change that little spender into a little saver. No, I'm just kidding with you. There's still plenty of time to teach your child positive money habits and attitudes. It all starts with you. Although children learn their financial management skills from many different sources, studies show that they learn the most by observing financial behaviors of their parents. Studies also show that the earlier children are introduced to the fundamentals of money and money management, the more financially fit they are as adults. Because children model the behaviors of their parents, the first step in raising financially fit kids is to examine how you manage your money and what money messages you're sending to your kids. Think about your own childhood. What financial management lessons did you learn from your parents? I know for me, growing up in my household, the only messages about money I received were the messages left on the answering machine from bill collectors. My parents and I never had any real conversations about money. Clearly, our behavior speaks to our children. In fact, 80 to 90% of all communication is nonverbal. As an adult, I had to look back at my parents' actions and recognize that I have inherited many of their bad money traits. I had to retrain my brain, I had to set standards and goals, and I had to hold myself accountable. Now that I have 3 small kids of my own, I have to check in with myself to ensure that I'm modeling positive behaviors for them. Take a moment now to think about some of the messaging you received from your parents. Now take it a step further and think about the messaging that you're sending to your kids. Are the messages that you're sending or behaviors that you're modeling going to help your children become financially successful adults? If you feel the answer to that question is maybe, potentially, possibly, or perhaps, or just flat out no, I've got a short exercise for you. Grab a piece of paper and a pencil, or if you are under 35, go ahead and whip out your phone and jot this down. I want you to come up with a few answers to the questions that I'm about to ask. I've got 3 of them for you. You may need to take some time to really think about this, so feel free to pause the podcast after each question to write down your answers. First, think about what you've done right with your money. What positive traits do you currently possess that you hope to pass along to your children? Second, think about what you wish you would have done with your money up to this point. You know, think about some of your missed opportunities. Third, honestly consider the mistakes that you've made with your money. Financial success is not just about how much money you have, but what you do with it. From that previous activity, you should have an idea of the financial behaviors that you could improve upon. Think about what type of budgeting system you're using currently. Are you currently saving for your future? Could you stand to improve your credit? Some of your habits and behaviors may need to change so that you can be financially successful. Other habits and behaviors may need to be started and become a routine for you. And as with anything, practice makes perfect. It takes time for an action to become an ingrained habit, one that you do without thinking. First, you need to determine what it is you want or need to change or start. And your friendly personal financial management team at Fleet and Family Support Center is here to help you do that. Come in and see us, and we can help you to create a plan to reach your financial goals and begin modeling the behaviors that will create generational wealth for your family tree.